With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the beautiful chaos of life. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for this perfect version of yourself? You know, the one with flawless routines, a killer wardrobe, and an aura of effortless zen? Well, I've got news for you. That idea is a mirage, my friends. Today, we're diving into a radical concept embracing imperfection and emptiness for inner peace. Before you click away thinking this is some woo-woo philosophy seminar, hear me out. This isn't about being lazy or settling for mediocrity. It's about understanding that striving for an impossible ideal is like chasing a rainbow always just out of reach. It leaves us feeling empty and frustrated. Instead, what if we learn to appreciate the beauty in the cracks, the messiness, and even the emptiness? Sounds counterintuitive, right? But trust me, this is where true peace resides. So, how do we get there? Buckle up because I'm about to drop some wisdom bombs. First, let's talk about letting go of that need for control. We often feel stressed because we think we have to be in charge of every little thing. But life is a wild ride, unpredictable and full of surprises. Sometimes the best experiences come from stepping outside our comfort zones and surrendering to the flow. Remember that time you said yes to something spontaneous? Or when you embraced a challenge you thought was way out of your league? Those moments often lead to some of the most rewarding experiences, don't they? Second, recognize the power of saying no. This is huge. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Saying yes to everything leaves us depleted and resentful. Learning to set boundaries protects our energy and allows us to focus on what truly matters. Think of it like this. You wouldn't fill your car with gas and then keep the engine running without ever going anywhere, right? You need to refuel, recharge, and make space for new experiences. Third, cultivate a sense of gratitude. I know, sounds cheesy, but hear me out. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, our perspective shifts dramatically. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny sky, a good laugh with a friend. These small moments add up and create a sense of contentment that nothing else can match. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This means being fully present in the moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. You can do this through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply paying attention to your senses. The goal is to create a sense of awareness that allows you to respond to life's challenges with calm and clarity. And finally, remember that it's okay to be imperfect. We all mess up, we make mistakes, and that's perfectly fine. Embrace those imperfections. They are part of what makes us human. The key is not to let our imperfections define us, but rather to learn from them and keep moving forward. Now, let me share a story with you. Remember that time when I was trying to bake this elaborate cake for my niece's birthday? I followed the recipe meticulously, but somehow it ended up looking like something out of a horror movie. The frosting was lumpy, the layers were uneven, and it tasted more like burnt sugar than anything else. But guess what? My niece didn't care one bit. She loved it. She giggled at its imperfections, declared it the most beautiful cake she'd ever seen, and devoured every single bite. It was a valuable lesson for me. Sometimes the things that seem perfect on the outside are not always as fulfilling as the imperfect, genuine ones. So, what are you going to do today? Are you going to continue chasing an impossible ideal, or are you going to embrace the beauty of imperfection and emptiness? Remember, true peace comes from within, not from external validation or achieving some predefined standard. Let go of the need for control, practice gratitude, cultivate mindfulness, and be kind to yourself, imperfections and all. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. I want to hear how you're embracing this journey towards inner peace. Until next time, stay calm, stay curious, and keep chasing those rainbows.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.